CPA Mobile.
Land in Gerald GR.
Afternoon, Tom. I was trying to get my music to pause there, and it wouldn't pause. And for some reason, it finally did. And I didn't want to be broadcasting N0GR KP4CPA Mobile. And I'm headed home. I'm actually still in the parking lot, but I'm getting ready to pull out onto Congaree here and headed to the house.
We was over down that way someplace. We went down Pleasant Burton Drive quite a ways, just past the airport, and voted in the Republican primary. And I heard you and Rusty talking this morning, but we were eating breakfast about 10 o'clock, so I couldn't get over to the Reday deal. So I knew where you were going automatically.
Need to get you a longer cord, see, so it'll reach over to the table. Oh, me. Yeah, I wouldn't want to interrupt your breakfast, and because I certainly my toast and jelly and butter and I don't like that time. It as short as it is, I don't like that time of that any interruptions there.
This is N0TR with KP4CBA. Well, you just now caught me with a mouth full of cold fudge cake. That's my midday snack. Bernice made oatmeal cookies yesterday. They look beautiful. And she's just got done with my neighbor's birthday present that his mama used to make him, but she's gone now. And it's a coconut cream pie. And I don't care for coconut and stuff like that, but Tim does.
If you need somebody to help you get rid of that, I'll be glad to, you know, give you a hand with that coconut cream now. Of course, I guess it's got sugar in it, so I guess I wouldn't be eating it, but I have a friend of mine that has a pie shop in Arden, and she makes a sugar-free coconut cream pie. It is delicious.
I just can't imagine what sugar-free is, but it's probably better than artificial sugar.
It's the one that starts with an M. It kind of took the place of Splenda, I think. Monk Truce or something like that, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Anyway, and she also makes a chocolate cream pie, and it's just out of this world. And these pies are huge. I mean, she doesn't make any little dinky pies. I mean, these things are stacked up and tall and big around, and they are delicious.
Well, this one looks beautiful. I sent you a picture of it, picture of the oatmeal cookies. I don't know if I told you or not, but we got an egg the other day that weighed 4.15 ounces, Dave.
You mentioned that. I feel sorry for the hen that had to lay that one, but anyway, that's gotta be the biggest one I'd ever lay eyes on. I know, but anyway, have you already eaten that one for breakfast?
Hey, Bernice said something. I missed it.
Are you going to eat that egg?
It's not a record. They said the record was 6 ounces. I can't imagine it. They have turned the chicken inside out. But you can't wrap your fingers around it, put it that way. It's huge.
Well, I tell you, being a city slicker, you know, I've never had to deal with, the only time I remember dealing with chickens was, I did feed them one time, and, I guess that's about the only interaction I've ever had with them. So, I pretty much learned that, you know, you leave them alone. You don't go in the chicken house. that's a big no-no.
A little rowdy. As long as there ain't any roosters around, they're usually not a problem. We sure love the amount of eggs these guys been laying. Now, dropped down to 5 out of 6 here the last couple of days. Usually it's 6 a day here for quite a while from 6 chickens. Now, the other side lays, 4 to 6, I guess, in a day. They're not as reliable. They're getting older, I guess.
I'm not as reliable on the tennis court either, so. But we did win today. We played 3 sets, and we had to play a tiebreaker because we were tied 6-6, and we beat them 7-1 in the tiebreaker, so pretty much dominated the tiebreaker. We felt good about that. But anyway, it was fun, a lot of exercise, and it was nice out there, so I really enjoyed it. I'll be heading back at 6 to play, a little before 6 to play again.
Enjoying it, Dave. It's nice to win. Well, it's 60 now here out in the sun with my weather station. Feels like 53. There's a 3 to 10 mile an hour gust from the northeast. And I heard you and Rusty discussing wind speeds, and you said you had quite a bit. So did we. About 10, 11, 12 o'clock last night, it was 19 miles an hour.
I don't have a wind meter or whatever it's called. I don't really know what speed I was, but I know it was really blowing. In fact, I brought one of we've got a pretty good size yard thing that spins around, and it's got 2 different blades on it, and I brought that in. My wife said it looked like it was getting ready to take off, so she wanted me to bring it in before the wind really picked up.
Yeah, that thing's going to orbit pretty quick. Well, Bernice just said it was said hi, and she said the weather station this morning said 2.66 inches of rain, Dave. So that's pretty big rain, and you can't hardly see the dock as you come across Cunningham Lake down there. Was it clear underwater, Bernice? Not quite, but it was close. And the water's all muddy, of course. But I'm thankful that we got the rain. It's a good deal. I just hope we don't get any polar vortexes and hurt our peaches down here.
We've got a real bad copy on the repeater right now. You're in there solid. There's just a lot of noise on my end. But I got all of that, I think. But anyway, as I head on down Edwards Road here, I think it'll get a little bit better. This is KP4CBA Mobile.
Towards that other repeater, if you want to, that you use 285, I think, if you want to, Dave.
Stop over there, 147, 285.
Okay, QSY, send 0TR. It might take me a second here or so. I'm not used to that.